نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, also our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So first Allah Ta'ala mentioned zikr. Remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Sabit Bunani Rahmatullah Alayh, he has stated that I know exactly when my Allah Ta'ala is remembering me. So somebody asked him, how do you know that? He says, when I remember Allah Ta'ala, then at that time he is remembering me. So now at this moment I am remembering him, so I know that he is remembering me. Because he says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That kind of yaqeen they had, that the moment we are remembering him, he is remembering us. Not that he doesn't know what we are doing. He knows everything. But he remembers us with his inayat, with his gifts, with barakat, with rahmat, with mercy, with kindness. That is what Allah Ta'ala remembers us with, when we remember him. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who gave us the tawfiq to gather for this majlis of zikr. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the haqeeqat and the reality of zikr, which is to remember him at all times, in all our actions, in all our deeds. We are conscious of the fact that our Allah is watching us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif mentions, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. صدق الله العظيم. Now in that ayat, we're not going into any tafsir or any detailed explanation, but it just came to mind, and we have discussed this many times, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first mentions mawt and then he mentions hayat. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created death and life. And we all know that first it is life and then comes death. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions death first, because the person who is conscious of his death, then he will make a'mal, he will do those actions and those deeds, which will gain him entry into Jannat, which will gain him the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Akhirat and even in this world, and which will protect him and save him from the azab of Jahannam. But if he doesn't believe in Akhirat, if he doesn't believe in death being a transfer from this world to another world, if he believes in death as the end of life, that you have turned to dust and that's the end of life, no more questioning, no answering, no accountability, nothing. So then that person is not going to be concerned about his actions and deeds. So the person who believes in death meaning a transfer, it is a move, it is a change of place. That is why we say, wo intiqal kar gaye. That means when a person passes away, we say intiqal kar gaye. What does that mean? From one place to another. He was in this world, now he moved to another world. So it's like a bridge that you cross over and go into it. And the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala created death and hayat. And he mentions death first so that we stay conscious. Allah Ta'ala is watching. Our actions must be pleasing to him, not displeasing. And why did he create it? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that he may test you, that who is the best in deeds. Now when does a person test? Why do we test pupils in madrasas, in schools, in colleges, in universities? Why do we have interviews taken? All those things are done because the person wants to assess. He does not know what are the capabilities of these pupils or these candidates or this person who has made an application for the job. So when do we do this testing? We do the testing when we are not aware of that person's capabilities. If all the examiners knew exactly what marks that pupil will get, what was the purpose of the examination? So we do a testing, because we do not know, the examiner does not know exactly how the pupils are going to answer those papers. So does it mean when Allah Ta'ala is testing, so He is also not aware that what we are going to do? So when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses the word for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa iziptala Ibrahim rabbuhu, when Allah Ta'ala tested Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so what was the meaning there? It's not that Allah Ta'ala did not know that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will be a rock of patience, or Hazrat Ismail will be a rock of patience, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will submit himself totally and fully, and he will not hesitate no matter how difficult that order of Allah Ta'ala is. He knew everything. But Allah Ta'ala puts through those tests so that He may make it known to the people that these are my ushaq, these are my lovers, these are the ones who submit themselves, these are the ones who, after they say that we have accepted Islam, then they totally submit themselves. They don't displease me. They make the sacrifices that are required. They restrain themselves from haram no matter what amount of temptation of the nafs comes. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned with regard to liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. And Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned in his Ruhul Maani that what that means is ayyukum ahsanu aqlan wa fahman. That's the first one. That which person has got the most amount of intelligence, the best intelligence, the best understanding. Because the person who's got the best understanding and the most intelligence, then he will recognize his Allah Ta'ala, and he will do whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordered, and he will restrain himself what Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. So that is the first thing, the person who's got the most aqal. The second thing is that ayyukum awra'u an maharimillahi ta'ala. Which person restrains himself the most from that which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited? That is where the test is. That which person, and Allah Ta'ala knows fully well which person is going to do that. But Allah Ta'ala wants to show His creation, the people of the society, the people that you are living around, the disbelievers, the believers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show them that these are the ones who are my true slaves and true servants, that they restrain themselves. So the one who is going to restrain himself the most. And the third one is ayyukum asrahu, the person who is very, very speedy, fast, the one who quickly goes towards ta'atillah. Ayyukum asra wa la ta'atillah. That whenever it is anything to do with ibadah, zikr, tilawah, charity, any good action, any good deed, anything that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they are hasty, they rush towards it. They want to compete in that field. They want to excel in that field. So it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. And also we must remember that Allah ta'ala says that He wants to see who is the best, or whose deed is the best, which means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not interested in quantity. We have lots of people say, I made 50 tawafs for the whole night, I read so many Quran Sharifs, I did so much of tasbihat and so much of zikr, I gave so much of charities. We talk about quantity all the time. So with quantity also, the most important thing is the quality. Sometimes the quality, quantity wise it may be very little, but quantity wise it is so heavy, and so quality wise it is so heavy and weighty, that one small deed on the scale on the day of judgment, on the side of good deeds, will outweigh everything else. One small good deed that he did, but it was, there was quality in it. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us also obey Him, submit ourselves totally to Him, restrain ourselves from haram, forbidden things, and give us the tawfiq to compete in those actions and deeds which are pleasing to Him, in ibadah, zikr, tilawat, in all other good a'mal, akhlaq, actions.
Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman,
اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا وہ بہار وطن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا وہ بہار وطن۔ اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن۔ اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن۔ اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، نو میٹر واٹ کائنڈ آف ہجرت یو آر میکنگ فرام دس کنٹری ٹو اندر کنٹری، فرام دس ٹاؤن ٹو اندر ٹاؤن، بٹ اصل ہجرت، ریئل ہجرت از ناٹ جسٹ موونگ فرام ون پلیس ٹو اندر، ریئل ہجرت از دا ہجرت فرام سنس، ٹو گیو اپ سنس، مان اللہ ون، واٹ ایور اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز پروہیبیٹڈ، ٹو میک ہجرت فرام دیٹ، ٹو رن اوے فرام دیٹ۔ اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن۔ اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء، بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء، جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن۔ بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء، جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن۔ If we want that nisbat of the awliya siddiqeen, if we really want our hearts to also shine and light up like the hearts of those who are the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we must have in our heart that desire, and we must apply ourselves. We have to make that mujahada, khuda se lagan, when we really have that muhabbat and that ishq for Allah ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we make an effort in that direction, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also will then give us those hearts. He will get the nisbat of the awliya. It's not something Allah Ta'ala has reserved only for very special people. Allah Ta'ala wants to give it to every believer. Every mu'min has got the salahiyat in him. He's got the istidad in him. He's got the capability in him. He's got the potential in him. But if there is a potential, you have to make use of that potential. If we don't make use of the potential, how are we going to succeed in any field? A student has got the potential to excel and to get A's in all subjects in metric. He's got the potential. But he passes his time in the disco, cinema, rave club, drugs. Will he pass? Will he get A's? So, to get this nisbat of the awliya also, we have to make the effort in that direction. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, jis ke dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, वेर एवर इज गोइंग टू बी द सिटी द टाउन ऑफ द बिलवड, देन आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। इफ यू हैव टू आस्क एनी लवर विच इज द मोस्ट बिलवड सिटी टू यू, विच इज योर सिटी, देन यू विल मेंशन द वन इन विच इज बिलवड रिजाइन। सो इफ दैट इज द केस, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूं, देन व्हाट मस्ट आई से about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif. Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. I wish Madina Sharif was also my watan. But I have mentioned this, that it is not possible for everybody around the globe to be in Madina Sharif. So you can be far away, but with our actions, with our amal, with our obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and following his way of life, then you are in Madina Sharif even if you are far away. And if you are right in Madina Sharif but we are disobeying him, we are engaging in haram actions and deeds even in Madina Sharif, so then we are right in Madina Sharif but we are not there. How much of indulgence in haram? Just now school holidays are coming, and then see what happens there. How many incidents are brought to light and brought to our attention of interference, of molesting, of harassment of the girls, and many, many other things, even going to the extremes of zina. So Madina Sharif, if we are there but we are not obeying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to respect the surroundings of Madina Sharif. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. किस तरह मैं कहूँ दिल से ऐ दोस्तो, जिंदाबाद ऐ वतन, जिंदाबाद ऐ वतन. लज्जते जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दशतो दमन. है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है. ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन. है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन. है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन. लज्जते जिक्र नामे खुदा है चमन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दशतो दमन. We haven't read for some time now, Ae Mere Data. So for tonight's zikr, we'll read Ae Mere Data, Ae Mere Malik. Ae Mere Data, Ae Mere Malik, Ae Mere Maula, Ae Mere Wali.
ऐ मेरे दाता, ऐ मेरे मालिक, ऐ मेरे मौला, ऐ मेरे वाली, शाहनशाहे दो आलम तू है, सबसे तेरी सरकार है आली। शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली। शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली। वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में, दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई। कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में, दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई। वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई। या अल्लाह, हाउ मच ऑफ माय टाइम आई वेस्टेड इन यूजलेस फ्यूटाइल एक्टिविटीज, no benefit in this world, no benefit in the akhirat. Wasted my time, wasted my life. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon. Oh Allah, in the entire creation of yours, I am the worst. We must consider ourselves the worst. Don't have a holier than thou attitude. Koi nahi hai mujh mein balai. Which action of mine is really worthy of presentation before you, O my Allah, that I have ujub and pride in me? Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kon si maine ki na burai. Ya Allah, who is more sinful than me? Which sin I have not committed in my life? From the time we became of age up till now, if we have to look back, changes came in our life sometimes 10 years after we became baligh, 20 years later, 30 years later, 50 years later, and sometimes it hasn't come as yet. So which sins we haven't committed? But make tawbah, istighfar, turn towards Him. He's forgiving, He's merciful. He's waiting to receive us. He's calling us. He says, give up your evil habits and come. I'm prepared to forgive you. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई. शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai.
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. او میں بلاور اللہ, او میں رحیم اللہ, او میں کریم اللہ, او میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او میں موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, او میں موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو. یا اللہ وی گیدرڈ, وی میڈ یور ذکر. یا اللہ we took your mubarak leave. Ya Allah, we recited salat and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, as great as your name is, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, you are watching us this very moment. Ya Allah, you yourself have mentioned, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Ya Allah, we have remembered you. My Allah, remember us with your forgiveness, with your ihsan, with your mercy, with your kindness, with your generosity. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, what else are we doing but turning towards you? Ya Allah, for us there is no one besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, there is no other door that we can tap. Ya Allah, for us there is no other door that we can tap besides your door. Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased the more we beg of you, the more we ask of you, the more we return to you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our entire lives. My beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, our minor sins and major sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, we were only fooling ourselves if we thought no one was watching us in the darkness of nights. You are the creator of darkness. You are the creator of light. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, by Allah, you are watching the movement of that ant. How could you not have seen what we did, whether in the light of day or darkness of night? Ya Allah, you who have blessed billions and billions of people with sight, and you will go on blessing billions that will still come with sight, how can you be then blind to our actions? We considered everyone else of sight, and you are the only one that we considered to be blind to our actions. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. We are indeed ashamed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we be proud of being in casinos, in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, and advertise in the newspapers our sins? My beloved Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are presenting before you our mountains of sins, our oceans of sins. But my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most beloved Allah, man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. One press of the delete button and nothing is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most merciful Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar delete button daba de. Ya Allah, give us a clean slate. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing sins. Nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, go on encouraging us towards sins, dragging us towards sins. Nafs and shaitan want to see us in the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace and suffering. What have people achieved? What have we achieved in sins? Nothing but embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation. Anxieties, worries, fights, problems, arguments. Ya Allah, give us the realization that there will be no happiness in sins. Ya Allah, bring us back to you. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. There will be unity and happiness in the families. The ummah will be united. Ya Allah, your rahmat and mercy will then descend. But if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. We will have everything but no peace, no harmony, no unity, no happiness, no contentment and satisfaction. Mere Allah hamara banja. Become ours and make us yours. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of our sins. If you order the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us, if you send gale force winds against us, if you send cyclones against us, tornadoes against us,
tsunamis. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But Ya Allah, we also know that you dearly love forgiveness. Something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of those who seek forgiveness. You don't like giving punishment. Ya Allah, you have created Jannat in which you have got that which no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. No thought also hasn't struck any person's mind. For whom are all those ni'mats of Jannat? Ya Allah, you want us to enter Jannat. So therefore we are seeking from you Jannat. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and best of akhirah. Forgive the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Overlook the shortcomings and weaknesses of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Open the doors of your mercy and forgiveness for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, so many people have got their brothers, sisters, parents, family members. They themselves are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, Ya Allah, wherever they are sick, give them shifa. Ya Allah, unko sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, nasib farma. Bless them with complete shifa from all ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a means of rahmat and mercy. But Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. We will fail the test, my Allah. We cannot, Ya Allah, do justice. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean our hearts of envy, of jealousy. Clean our hearts of evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of iman, with the nur of yaqeen, with the nur of tawakkul and trust in you, with the nur of zikr and tilawat, with the nur of ibadat, with the nur of hajj and umrahs, Ya Allah, with the nur of service to mankind. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of iman. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our life. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaato. My Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins and disobedience? How long? A day is going to come when the soul is going to be extracted from every limb, from every part of our bodies. Ya Allah, we will be like a log on, unable to move right or left, backwards or forwards. Our tongues will be silenced. Our feet will be able to walk no more. Our hands which touch so much of haram will be able to touch no more. Ya Allah, mayyat, kusal water will be poured above us. Ya Allah, we will be moved backwards and forwards. Our clothes will be removed before the water of mayyat is poured above us. Ya Allah, let us pour the water of taqwa above our hearts. Let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in some cinema, disco, theater, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths. Ah, my beloved Allah, in what condition the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many are dying. The sahaba e kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Ya Allah, the pious and the righteous ones, they were always afraid. After doing much ibadat, zikr, tilawat, they were still making tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, they cried after doing everything that was right. We commit sins and we laugh. We brag about our sins. my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our properties, barakat in every namat and bounty of yours. Give us the tawfiq to use every namat and bounty of yours correctly. Ya Allah, save us, protect us from all kinds of sins, from adultery, fornication, from cheating, from fraud, from gambling, and from every kind of sin, my Allah, protect us. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down. My Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan. Oh, my beloved Allah, each and every individual, male or female, who have raised their hands this part of the night, Ya Allah, they have got different wishes, desires, aspirations. You are well aware of them. Ya Allah, you look into hearts. Ya Allah, whichever wish, desire, aspiration is according to the Sunnah, according to the Quran, which is in accordance with the Sharia, Ya Allah, fulfill those wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulty, the hardship, the problems that every individual is facing. Ya Allah, some have got problem with their children, some have got problem with their finances, some have got problem in their homes, some have got problem in their marital lives, some have got other kinds of problems. Ya Allah, whatever the problem, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for the ummah. How much of sacrifices he made for the ummah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that in your Mubarak city and in Makkatul Mukarramah, so many fitnas have entered. Filthy music can be heard in the foyers of the hotels a few meters away from your resting place. Filthy films are being watched in the hotel rooms and in the homes few meters away from your resting place. Ya Allah, few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, filthy films, filthy music and so many other filthy actions. How much of hurt and pain and injury it must be causing to him. And when he is informed of our condition and our homes, my beloved Allah, and our lives, we who are his ummatis, we are the cause of his pain and his suffering. But he was rahmatul lil alameen. He dearly loved his ummat. And he was always begging for forgiveness of his ummat. My Allah, forgive us and please my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور علیہ الصلات والسلام کے صدقے میں قبول فرما. My beloved Allah, قبول فرما. ہم جیسے بھی ہیں, گندے ہیں, نالائق ہیں, ناپاک ہیں, سیاکار, مجرم اور خطاکار, جیسے بھی ہیں بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.